What was it that made you realize that whistling is more than just kid stuff?
I started whistling to Caruso reissues, which my father brought home when I was around 13. So since opera was around me at an early age, I was weaned on Caruso, Galicherchi, Tetrazzini, and that music really became part of me. So I was never trying to sound like birds. I was trying to have high notes as exquisite as those of Leontine Price. And now I basically explain to people that I do everything from Bach to Stevie Wonder.
This next piece is my special version of The Rose.
You carry within your own body and within your own breath this ability to express yourself musically. And whistling is capable of being much more private than singing because you can make whistling often quieter.
How do you teach people how to whistle? Can you show me how to whistle? That's all I can do.
The main thing I would do with you would be to work on your breath. Whistling is focused breath, breath transformed into pure tone.
Beyond the breath, I simply can't make my lips go in the right way.
What that means is that you have not at all built up the muscles of your lips and your face to be able to sustain any higher or any lower tones. Basically, because you bought the line that this society fed you that you can't whistle. So what we do, what I do with people is to build up their confidence. As you begin to build up your lips, they'll be and coming out of you. How does one explain the life of a professional whistler, especially one who is doing, I think, very otherworldly music? I've left most of the suffering of Caruso behind. That kind of suffering tragedy is something I'm really not interested in anymore. I don't experience it in my life. I know it's there in the world, but it doesn't seem to me that something that I want to express right now. The space is opening up in the universe more for whistling, and as long as there's breath in this body, I'll be out there doing it. Thank you.